Mother, forsooth, I tell it thee, a till man I am, and so will I be, as my father hath taught it me. I will fulfil his law. Of corn I have great plenty, sacrifice to God. Soon you shall see, I will make to look if he will send me any more.
Oh, and I will with devotion to my sacrifice make me bound, the loveliest beast by my crown, to thee, my lord, I will choose, and offer it here before thee here, meekly and in good manner. No beast to thee may be too dear, for that I may not lose. And here the stage direction does state that here Adam and Eve go out till Cain have slain Abel.
I am the elder of us two, therefore first I will go. Such as the fruit is fallen fro is good enough for him. This corn standing as mote I thee was eaten with beasts as men may see. God, thou gett'st none other of me, be thou never so grim. It were pity by my pen, this eared corn for to brin. Therefore the devil hang me then, and thou of this get aught.
And I'd just like to point out the lovely word Bren, which is just for to burn. I also love the fact that you say you're the oldest and basically elbow Abel out of the way. And you're just going to burn the rubbish corn, the stuff at the side that you're not actually that bothered about.
This earless corn grew nigh the way of this offer. I will, today, for clean corn by my fay, of me gets thou naught. Lo, God, here may thou see such corn as grew to me. Part of it I bring to thee, anon without and let. I hope thou wilt quite me this, and send me more of worldly bliss. Else forsooth thou doest amiss, and thou be in my debt.
And the stage direction indicates that Abel kills animals in sacrifice. We assume in sacrifice, it just actually says he killed some animals. And Abel now makes his offering. Now, my brother, as I see, hath done sacrifice now to thee. Offer I will, as falleth for me, such as thou hast me sent. The best beast, as mote I thee, of all my flock, with heart free, to thee offered it shall be. Receive, Lord, my present. And the stage direction then says, a flame of fire descends upon the sacrifice of Abel. How the medieval stagecraft managed that? We do not know, but it does suggest the level of spectacle involved. And Abel continues. Ah, high God and King of bliss, now soothly know I well by this, my sacrifice accepted is before the Lord today. A flame of fire send thou has from heaven on high into this place. I thank thee, Lord, of thy grace, and so shall I do a.
Out, out! How have I spent my good? To see this sight, I wax near wood. A flame of fire from heaven stood on my brother's offering. His sacrifice, I see, God takes, and mine refuses, and forsakes. My semblant for shame shakes for envy of this thing.
Cain, why art thou wroth now? Why? Thy semblant changes wonderly. If thou do well and truly, thou may have need of me. What's thou not? Well, that for my deed, if thou do well, they may have need. If thou do foul, foul for to speed, and sicker thereof to be. But Cain, thou shalt have all thy will. Thy talent, if thou wilt fulfil, sin of it will thee spill, and make thee evil to speed. Thy brother buxom I shall be, and fully under thy paucity the lust thereof pertains to thee, advise thee of thy deed.
And it's interesting here that God turns up at this stage in the proceeding and prefigures what Cain is about to do, and it's in this next line coming up that Cain decides precisely his course of action.
Ah, well. Well then, is it so? Come forth, brother, with me to go into the field a little here fro. I have an errand to say.
Brother, to thee I am ready to go with thee full meekly, for thou art elder than I. Thy will I will do a.
Say thou, Kate, if thou conjoin, weens thou to pass me of renown? Thou shalt fail by my crown of mastery if I may. God hath challenged me now here for thee, and that in foul manner, and that shalt thou abide full dear, or that thou wend away. Thy offering God accept has, I see, by fire that one it was. Shall thou never eft have such grace, for die thou shalt this night? Though God stood here in this place for to help thee in this case, thou should die before his face. Have this, and get thee right.
And Cain kills his brother Abel, and the stage direction says minstrels play, so whether this is a dramatic chord as he strikes, or whether it's just for the entrance of God, who of course now appears and doesn't seem to be able to see where poor Abel has gone.
Cain, where is thy brother Abel?
I won't near. I cannot tell of my brother. What's thou not well that I of him had no keeping?
What hast thou done, thou wicked man? Thy brother's blood asks thee upon vengeance as fast as it can from earth to me, crying, Cain, cursed on earth thou shalt be, I, for thy deed thou hast done today. Earth worried in thy work shall be, I, that wickedly hast wrought, and for thou hast done this mischief, to all men thou shalt by unleaf, idle and waved as an thief, and over all set at naught.
Out, alas, where may I be? Sorrow on each side I see. For if I out of the land flee from man company, beasts, I wot, will weary me. And if I lang by my lewity, I must be bound and nothing free for all for my folly. For my sin so horrible is, and I have done so much amiss that unworthy I am a wis forgiveness to attain. Well, I wot, wherever I go, whoso meets me will me slow, and each man will be my foe, no grace to me may gain.
Nay, Cain, thou shalt not die soon horribly if thou have done. It is not thy brother's boon, thy blood for to shed. But forsooth, whoso slayeth thee, sevenfold punished shall he be, and great penance thou may not flee for thy wicked deed. But for thou to this deed was born, thou and thy children trust mon, unto the seventh generation great penance for thee to thole, for thou today hast done so, thy seed for thee shall suffer woe, and while thou on the earth may go, of vengeance have the dole.
Out, out, alas, alas, I am damned without grace, therefore I will from place to place, and look where is the best. Well, I wot, and wittily, into what place that come I, each man will loathe my company. So shall I never have rest. Foul hap is me befall, whether I be in house or hall. Cursed Cain, men will me call, from sorrows may none me save. But yet I will, or I go, speak with my sire and dam also, and their malice and both too, I wot well I must have. Father and mother, rest you well. But one tidings I shall you tell. I have slain my brother Abel, as we fell in a strife.
Alas, alas, is Abel dead? Alas, rueful is my red. No more joy to me is led, save only Eve my wife.
Alas, now is my son slain. Alas, now marred is all my wane. Alas, I can never be fain, but in woe and mourning. Well, I wot and know, I wis, very vengeance that it is, for to God did I so amiss that I shall never have gladdening.
Now, dam and sire, farewell ye, for out of land I will flee. A losel always I must be, for I am escaped thrift. For so God hath told it me, that I should never thrive thee. Now I go, to all that I see, I grant the same gift.
Thus ends the second play of the Chester Cycle.